ज्ञानस्य ज्ञानं जनशलाकेन चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे सङ्ख्यापल्पसर्गस्य कृतार्थैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गुरुकर्तिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै चराय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय Today is very sacred day. Today is the death of Vidyasagara Shankaracharya.
Disappearance day.
Disappearance day of Sri Baladeva Vidyabhushan. One of the most venerated acharyas. Today is also birthday.
Ganga
Mata Goswami.
An appearance day of Ganga Devi.
And today, when the day, very day, when Ganges came to this world. So 3 days are here. In India, in our all mother. There will be a very big festival of Harikatha for these prominent bhakti leaders.
Actually, Baladeva Vidyabhushan was born in Orisha. Near Puri, there is a place, Tilka Lake. He was so brilliant. In boyhood, he learned all the acronyms, every Ved Upanishad. And he wanted to read and to Adhyan Karnata.
Study.
Especially Vedanta. He read the Vedanta of Shankar explanation. And he wanted to more study. So we went in South India. There is a place, Urupi, where we studied all Vedanta Bhashya, three Bhashya of Ramanu, Parijata Bhashya of Nimbadishya, Shankar Bhashyamo, and Vishnu Swami, and all other Bhashyas, so many Bhashyas. And he became very learned. Then he returned, and he wanted to conquer whole world in philosophical stuff. He came to Puri. That saw from Bhattacharya and all that there previously. So in India, when there are so many learned persons, I will come from them and they read. He came there, and at that time, Gaudiya Vaishnava was Radha Damodar. That he told in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu, Rakshananda Prabhu, then Nayanananda Prabhu, and then Radha Damodar. He was a very, very golden scholar, very precious. But he covered it in all learning. they are telling that how Srimati Radhika, not married with Krishna, will always treat me with this Krishna. It is changing. Secondly, there is no name of Radhika in Srimad Bhagavatam or any epics or any shastra. Thirdly, Gaudiya Vaishnava are not Sampada, any Vaishnava Sampada. There are only four Sampada. Three Brahma Rudra Sampada. Three Lakshmi Sampada. Brahma Sampada. And then Rudra Sampada and Sankara. In Kali Yuga, there are four prominent acharyas according to them. In Sri Sampradaya, Ramadi. In Brahma Sampradaya, Madhavadi. In Rudra Sampradaya, and in Sanat Sampradaya, Vishwadi Sampradaya. From where this Gaudiya Vaishnava may be has come. So we don't accept. Also, there are no any commentary on Vedanta Sutra, so we can accept them as it is now. So many questions are there, and think them. Request that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur to send anyone hard to come, but he denied. Then he ordered his disciple, and he came with a prominent disciple of Vishwanatha. So Vishwanatha, they both came. And so they did their books and visited all. He quoted so many Purans, Vedas, Upanishads, and all Srimad Bhagavatam that everywhere Radhika and Krishna, Radhika is potentially are found. They cannot be separated. He quoted one story from Jayadeva Goswami that how Radhika was married to Krishna. Also there is a story that when Brahma stole away all the cowherd's wives and cows then Krishna became himself all these wives. And at that year, Sarkarjar announced that all the goats should their daughters, daughters of the all the gopis, all gopis were married to all the gopis. But actually, the gopis were Krishna, so all were married. Also, he showed some slok from Srimad Bhagavatam, Anayaradito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Vishwa. Also, there are so many sloks he could have called and proved that Radhika is his own power, no need of Mary and nothing. They accepted, they were born to accept, they were defeated. Then they told that you are not Vaishnava Sampradaya. He told, he proved that we are in the line of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya, his disciple was, disciple Nityananda Prabhu and Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. So, Madhvendra Puripad was disciple of this Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. Then they asked that question that he was Tirth and Madhvendra is Puri. So how this difference came? He cleared it that from sannyas anyone cannot decide this thing. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Kishwar Puripada at Gaya and he followed in Vaishnava Siddhanta, Kishwar Puripada. He did not follow
Kesava Bharati who gave sannyas.
So Guru is who initiates mantra, Diksha mantra. He gave him Gopal mantra. So he followed Vaishnava this religion according to the mode of that
Ishwarapuri,
in the line of Madhavendra Gopal. So in this way also, though he took sannyas from anyone, but he was initiated by Lakshmipati Tirth in Gopal mantra. There was any Grihastha Bhakta at that time. After that he took sannyas from anyone in Shankar Sampradaya, as yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in Shankar. But he was Vaishnava. So that Vaishnava was called Vishnupuri in Madhva Sampradaya. So Madhvendra Puri took sannyas from that Puri, Vishnupuri. So he is Puri, but it's so in Madhva Sampradaya. So we are in Madhva. Now there is a very friction in Vrindavan and Navadvip is going on. They are telling that we are not under any Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are fully
independent.
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take shelter of any other Sampradaya? He is himself Krishna. But this argument is not
correct.
Krishna, he came to went to Sanjivani. Ramchandra went to Vasishtha. They accepted them like guru. So the
duty of the Bhagavan is not
the job of a sampradaya guru is not the job of Krishna. Only his power and associate can preach all these things. So Lakshmi, Brahma, Vishnu Swami and Nimbati, all are his associates. Otherwise, if Krishna is the head of the Sampradaya, then it will be Krishna Sampradaya, not it will be Brahma Sampradaya, Narayana Sampradaya. So the name of all these Sampradayas are on the name of devotees. Sri Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Ramanu Sampradaya and like this. So nowadays they are telling that we are separate and fully independent Sampradaya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Siddhajeev Goswami and before that Gopal Bhakta Goswami, Kavi Karnapur, they have accepted Madhva Sampradaya. So we must accept Madhva Sampradaya. What Madhva Bhagavad Vidya Bhushan has told in all books. They tell that he went to Urupi in the place of Nadhyaya and he accepted Madhva Sampradaya. His initiation was in
Madhva
Sampradaya. And he came, and then he came in the association of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But he had never accepted Gaudiya Vaishnava. That is why he has told that we are in Madhva line. But this fact is totally wrong. He thought that Vishwanath Chakravarti was not in our Gaudiya Vaishnava. How we explain all the sandhas? And he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a non-difference of Krishna. How? He wrote so many all the books in our line of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami. He has explained also
Lagu Bhagavatamrit.
Lagu Bhagavatamrit. And all these books of Rupa Goswami, he was Rupanuga Vaishnava. He, at that time, Bhagavad Gita Bhushan was not present. That I think that from world our Gaudiya Vaishnava name has been very important. So he has established
all the things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted. So he is really in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. If you go to Vrindavan, some will tell like this.
वो बलदेव विद्यावर्षण को स्वीकार नहीं करते
नहीं इसीलिए तो कि उन्होंने मात्र संप्रदाय का अनुगत कर दिया नाउ इट इज नॉट देखो नाउ फॉर अबाउट 100 इयर्स दे आर राइजिंग दिस ना भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी एंड ऑल अदर हैड कट इट देयर ऑल आर और गुरु महाराज Very broadly, he has written one book about this. I want to publish it with so many notes and explanations. Very soon, that is published. Shobhagdev Prabhu is a prominent person. There are so many things, but time is going to be over, so I am.
Take another point.
There was a
Bhaji.
Ganga Mata Chakra. In Bengal, at the time of Rupa Goswami, near Bengal, there was a king family in Putia. Name of the place was the Putia. He was king and he has a very beautiful daughter. Name was
Suchi Devi.
Shashi
Devi.
Shashi Devi. She was so beautiful. And from boyhood, she used to worship Radha Krishna Kanjugal. And when he became some agent, he married with Krishna, Shyam Sundar. And I will not marry any person in this world. My husband is himself Krishna, Shyam Sundar. Always worshipping Krishna. When he became more mature, his father, king and mother, all there, pursuing her to marry. But he told very vividly that, I cannot marry any human being. I am married. I have been married. I want to go now to Vrindavan to serve my husband, Krishna. They could not satisfy her. At last the king was ready. And he helped her and sent anyone with her to take her to Vrindavan. He came to Vrindavan. At that time, Rupa Goswami had left this world. Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all were not there. Even Raghunath Das Goswami was not at the time present. She went to the Govinda temple there. Govinda was there at that time, not in Jaipur. And there was a priest of Govinda there, and his name was Haridas. He was very learned person in the line of Rupa Goswami, always chanting, remembering with Ashtashakti bhav, melted hearted with tears always. She asked there that now who is qualified Vaishnava here? I want to meet him. Anyhow, she reached to Haridas Prabhu in Govinda temple and he heard the classes of Haridas Prabhu. Hearing and hearing, he had so much shraddha, honor for him, and he took him like his guru and he told him, requested him, that I want to be initiated by you only. I don't want to accept any other guru. He examined her in so many ways, waited so many, about 1 year, and he saw that he is quite qualified for this. Then he gave him Diksha initiation. But at that time he was the age of 16, very young. He had also so many disciples. Among them, there was a lady devotee. Her age was about 50. He gave her hands in the hands of that lady devotee. He told that he was lighter as the younger, the elder sister or mother. He should take care of her. And he should be in Vrindavan. But I want that she should go to Madhukari. Though he is the daughter of king, and his father has sent so many things, and money and everything. But I want that she should go to pay one chapati from one house. She did so. Only one chapati, only for maintaining her life, he used to pay, and refused anything more. And in a very little hut, with that
elderly
devotee, she used to be in Vrindavan. Very simple, very simple. But she was so beautiful, so his Gurudev was somewhat went for her too. But he knows that if anyone checks devotee, Krishna may save her. So, gradually she became of 25-30 years age. And hearing all these things and keeping it in his record here,
in her heart,
and he became so learned in his speaking Srimad Bhagavatam as his Guru Deva. Like now in Vrindavan, Savita, Kavita and all others, she can recite so well Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Raspanchadhyay and all other Brahmagis and all others. And all used to be, she used to be weak bitterly, and so many astrosastic all used to come. And anyone could charm by her. Then he sent her to Radhakund to be there. And there at the age, up to age of 50, she was there. And that lady was, had left his body, elder. And then she became alone. And he again came to his Gurudev and told, what should I do now? That elder
guardian lady has gone.
That, then he told that, now I am also so much old, I may go, I can leave this world any day. So I am giving you one service, you should go to Jagannath Puri. The place of Sat Kumbhattacharya is now neglected and ruined and no one knows. I want that you should go there and make it prominent and illuminated that place. And you should do bhajan in Sat Kumbhattacharya's place, very near to Gambhira where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to be. And this will aid you, add your more bhakti and everything. She came to Jagannath. She used to deliver three classes of Srimad Bhagavatam in 2 days. All they can chant. So many old learned persons, devotees, began to come to hear her
Harikatha.
One day, a Brahmin from Jaipur came with his deity, Shyamaraj.
My Swapna Deepi Lagi.
He came here. When he was in Jaipur, he saw a dream that take me to Ganga Mata Thakurani in Puri.
Sachi Devi.
So you should take me. You are neglecting me. You are not properly serving me.
the discussion.
So if I once you to without delay, you should take me to Puri.
Otherwise, I just this whole dynasty.
And if you are not doing so, your whole dynasty will be
ruined.
So he took the telegram and that deity, that is telegram, Shyam Raj. And he had married this Shyam, you know?
Yeah.
So Shyam Raj wanted to meet her and to be touched by her. So,
Vigra,
Shyam Raj, Vigra, very beautiful. Like Govinda Gopinath Mahārāja. He took on his head in any basket and coming, there was no any rail or anything. So walking he came in several months. When he reached, he came to Sati Devi and told that I have seen a dream like so. I want that in you to take it. But she refused. I am Miss Kinchan Vaishnavi. I cannot serve any deity. I do bhav seva always. And nothing among popping our pies to bring any
paraphernalia
or anything. Throne, pushpa and all other things. I only bring one chapati anywhere I go to Jagannath temple and have some
Madhukari
bread.
Anandavaja.
Mahaprasad cannot be offered to Thakur. So how can it? I have not a foreign with me. She refused totally. In Kaliyug, it is very hard to serve Radha and Krishna or Mahaprabhu. After some time, a day will come when Atam will not be maintained. Like mountains, broke the temples of India and occupied and did so many things. Now so much struggle is going on for this even today. So a day may come that we cannot do such a freely. The Pashandi will be so much
powerful.
So I cannot mention this, what is this Shyam Raj? But he was telling of his dream that our dynasty will be destroyed. So he kept it there in the forest of Tulasi, which he has maintained. Very big place of Tulasi, for everywhere. It was like a jungle. So he kept it in it and he ran away from there. Shyam Raj, that did he get a drink to
Sati
Devi? That he had kept me here. I have not taken anything, my bath, even anything, prasadam, nothing, naivishyam, nothing. So quickly you should come and say, I am waiting for you. Otherwise, I will be to have a star or like that. Then he at once went and saw such, and he saw that very beautiful lady like this, Shyam Raj was there. And he picked him and took her. But where to keep? One day, in the meantime, he kept it in his heart. In her heart.
Hermitage.
One day, she was there, and this today, Ganga, the day of Ganga coming, was there. All the prominent devotees were there.